The Gemara weiter. It's a little bit strange. Yeah, no, first he said Shum Hadla 12 months. Then he said, no, it's Lailam. Now we're not in the Pasuk. The Mandam that says the Shum Hadla is 12 months, Chayr is also Alts. This is Yashua Tai. In Mandam, it's 12 months, yeah? Nedoi, 12 months. What's the Mocker? Right, Aaron, we're still in the Pasuk that tells the Shum Hadla, even if it's only 12 months. Right, Chayr is also still the Pasuk that says Yashua Tai. The Gemara's Mashma, that once we say Shum Hadla Lailam, then all of a sudden we marshal the Pasuk of Aziz Yashua Tai. Somehow, then or they should be loyal, then you have to come on to Aziz Yashua Tai. For 12 months, that's even without a Pasuk. Not discussed with Abraham yesterday, not so clear why like 12 months, like that's, you know. That's basic. He went out. Since Yashua Tai was saying extra, that would say even like.
Not so clear.
Where should it say in the Gemara?
The Gemara says it as a reason why it's Lailam. Hilchas the Shum Hadla Lailam Mishum Shenema.
Where else could it put it in the Gemara? I'm trying to say, where should it put it? I'm going to have to ask Shum Hadra Treza Yarka Shabbat. Right then? So you'd say it's on the 12, and then one would say afterwards, the whole long Shabbat. Well, it's not led. I'm Chama Sayyamana. It's not, okay. It sounds like that we're marshaling the Pasuk in order to be led. No, it's a hard. I'm not saying it's Mukhaka.
Pashtas is that you need the Pasuk even for 12 months also. I'm asking. I'm saying that there is a R in the Gemara. There is a Shvarakai here in the Gemara. That's it. Okay. Shlomo doesn't pick other things. I'm saying that. There's a lot of arguing here. It's okay. Now. Don't get away. See, when everyone comes in time, one guy comes late, then it's more nigger. Everyone, Jay's in, today everyone was here in time. It's a mechided, you know? Yeah.
How was he supposed to know everyone came in if he wasn't here?
The same way everyone else knew. I know that you're becoming a lawyer.
What?
I know you're becoming a lawyer. Hi there. Pshita Zakti Yomara. Shamalei Labal Chayiv. V'ozli v'sham Labal Chayiv Yidei. Amina Lei Le'adav At Megav Dasas Mina. We saw his best yesterday. Mr. Rashi Aminan Labal Chayiv Shein Le'adav Difis in Bal Chayiv Yishin Shabbos M'chek L'shem Shehu Hu Machzir V'yitom Ha'isav Mishum Aziz Yashiv Atayiv Af At the Kabbal Masech Mbal Mashayim Mishum Aziz Yashiv Atayiv. You know better off than he is. Oh. What about Zovna Urta Vyov Matana? Vad Hani Mekar Adait Dar Nachas. Vav Adait Zuzi Nachas. Says Rashi, Zovna Urta Balchayv Shishamulai Karka Machra Ishanoslai Oy Hirish. Hani Achrainim Relukeach Ayarish Mekab Matana Adait Dar Nachas Shehe Karka Shalem Loishi Kablu Mois Dilu Balchayv Isbe Mishum Aziz Yashvatayv. All that's coming to you is money. So here it's really not so pashit, because the case, what are the case of Yerusha? It comes up more in the next sugya, right? We say Zavan Urta. So we say Zavan, okay, so he bought a piece of karaka. Yeah. And he said he made Makab Makan also. If not that he did the guy favors, then the guy wouldn't be giving him a present, right? So you could say there's some type of das, maybe, that was died to the karka. Huh? I said maybe. but by
No, because it's going to be a problem. The shame that trash or the, so what does it help? Right? No, but then it just makes matana. So now, but like this, the question about Orta, somebody died and left him a Yerusha, right? What do you mean died to the Aaron office?
It's more attachment to that land that he doesn't catch.
A died to the Aaron office. No one, he didn't pay, he didn't buy. It's not like, you know, he chose that, okay, I want land. Someone died and left you a piece of land. There's no, where's the died to the office? I died to the Aaron office. So I said, I was mavliya. Matana might be a little better. Because why is the guy giving him a present? Because he did something for him, right? Elmai said, Rabbi Abram asked me, okay, but who said you have to give him makarka for that? You give him any present. You know, it's a daita, you know, people don't do favors here. Also, because they think they're going to get something back in it, right? No free lunches, right? So you could say, maybe it's a daita to the karka. They did the favors. I don't know, it's still a bit of a stretch. You're right, but by Orta is more of a problem. So here it's Taka Machlekes Rishayim, and it doesn't come up like right here directly. It comes up in the next Gemara. So maybe we'll push it off 1 second until we see it there instead of like jumping ahead. But that's Mechal Yishayim. Some Yishayim learned that, like Rashi was saying, it's Tam Yerusha. Rashi is not Mechal. There are Yishayim that say that that we're talking about Yerusha, we're talking about Manash Chimra. So it's really Matan. We're not talking about Yerusha, the guy died and left over an inheritance. And then we say that there's no din. That there's no din of Sidi Yashra Taib. Because even over there, there's still a Sidi Yashra Taib. You didn't do anything to get this, right? Just land in your lap. You got a free lunch over here. You got a free piece of karaka. Okay, so Batsim, the Batsim's karaka belonged to the Laiva. It belonged to the Laiva. So you should take money instead of Sidi Yashra Taib. You should take money instead of karaka because you didn't do anything to get this karaka. Right, so why shouldn't you be happy with the money, right? So that's what many Rishayim say. That's what many Rishayim say. And Echnami, in the regular case of Yerusha, there is a din of Sizar Shavatai, right? Malva died, left it over to someone else. Then the Leiva does have the schos to go to pay and get it back. Right? Elamai, we're talking about a case with Manush Chivara where he was Meirish Mechayim, right? Then it's like Matana. Some Rishayim say, no, like Rashi, Chaz. We'll see Rishayim. It comes to by the Baal. Okay. Zeh, that's Pashit, yeah?
Rashi wouldn't have to hold
it
also.
What? Rashi says, Yerusha, Stam Yerusha. What do you want?
Then it wouldn't be a steer in Rashi, man.
I don't know steers are actually here. Let's look at the mark. If we ask steers, who asked steers? What steers? What's learn? Okay. Yeah, this Rashi. Yeah, you read the Rashi. Rashi sounds like it's regular Yerusha. Yeah. Is that one? Is there any problem with that?
Not yet.
Good. Okay. I'm reading Rashi. Yeah.
I have to look at the character here. No, this means specifically wanted this thing. He wanted it.
What did he want it? He just got it. Yerusha?
In a regular case.
What's regular case? He bought it?
He bought it.
He wanted the karaka. He wanted the karaka. He bought karaka, he wanted the karaka. Not necessarily this karaka, he wanted the karaka. That's the iron office.
Right.
No?
I'm saying by Yerusha also, a person has an attachment to it. So, what's the difference if he...
What do you mean attachment? What attachment? Why is there attachment?
Your father's with some relatives, with somebody that...
But,
it's a generational thing. You want to keep something that was in the family. So you have a reason why you want specifically this rather than money.
There's an meaning about selling the first piece of land your family gets, something along those lines, no?
You got it, maybe. Not your family. You got it, says maybe. Oh. And if he yashed it from his great great aunt, you know, Aunt Tilly, you know, and there's attachment, no, okay, maybe. And how's the yashed his wife? Same thing. Maybe. All right, maybe. So, okay, Akbar Mishraim discussed this, and some Mishraim say that that Yush is Dafka by Manish Chimer and not regular Yush. Okay, we'll see Mishraim soon. Let's get there. Now, again, Zav the Ode V'Yamatana, we say there's no din of Shumad. Shamula Leisha. Yes, it gets complicated. How do you learn the cases? Shamu Leisha, Vinsiva, Shamu Mina Deisha, Vinsiva Vimesa. Yeah? So in the case of where the woman was gave a piece of karka and she got married, or they were gave it from her and she got married, here the Gemara adds, where we have the Geras of Vimesa, the first case, it doesn't say Vimesa, even if the Geras of our Gemara, right? Given the figures of our Gemara, in the first case it doesn't say Mesa. Only in this case it says Mesa. The rational is that both cases took my Mesa. Yeah. So then, the husband, in that case, right? The husband does not have the power to buy it back. The husband does not have the power to buy it back, and the Gemara says, seemingly. Because in both of these cases is because the din is that a baal benichse ishtoi Chazal made him like lokech menachem. He's lokech and not a yerush. It would seem that this din is totally because he's lokech and not a yerush. So let's see. Then the Gemara marshal din Rabbi Yosef Yechanina, famous halacha, b'usha eskinu that isha shemach menichse melug v'chayi baila v'meisa baal meitzmi miyad lekuchas. That. The din is a woman sold the nechse melug. She died. The husband gets first dibs on it. He gets it because he's lokeach rishon. We see this din they made him the lokeach. That's the words of the Gemara. Now let's see Rashi. Says Rashi. Bin Siva. Again, she got the karka and then she got married. I feel like she must in the Bible books for Bosa. Leis nechse tzayin bars loshen tuni lebal. Even if it's not a situation where the right difference between Nichsei Melug and Nichsei Barzel. Nichsei Barzel is Nechosim that she brings into the marriage that's written into the Ksuba. They make a Shuma and they write in the Ksuba how much it was, the Hainu, because if something happens to it, then the husband is responsible. That's why it's called Tzoyim Barzel. Iron sheep, because nothing can happen to it. Can't get ruined, because if it gets ruined, the husband is responsible. If he divorces her, he has to give back to her. In the meantime, he gets to eat the pears. Mashenken regular nechse melug is not written in the ksuba, and it's if something happens to her, there's a flood, it's her problem, not his problem. He just gets to eat the pears. Over here,
by nechse melug,
yes, yes, it's like it's his, and he has to give back.
It's like he's a show. He has a right to the Paris, and he's tied on
to. Okay, you can make all the meanders you want. I don't know why we need a dimmy over here. And a Gazan also, whatever, it's not the point. We don't need a dimion of someone's chayv naitzer.
Huh?
So Rashi says interesting lash. Rashi says knuyim loy. That's why maybe it's not a good dimion to show. Rashi says it's knuyim loy. Rashi says knuyim loy. Right? We're talking about a case. That she held back for herself. So still we say that. And now what happened? Right, so the Shamula, then Sivo Mesa, Vyarsha Baila, Kanamina Zovna, Hadai Didara Nochos. So what do we say? The Shamula, and now the husband gets it. So if it was Nichsei Mulah, if it was Nichsei Tzayin Barzal, then it's pashit. It's beyond pashit that there's loy mahada. Why?
Before
she's mad? Because Rashi said, Abram just made a deal for us in Rashi. And what does Rashi say? Nifsim Barzil's his. His. Period. The din, if he divorces her, he has to give it to her. But that's him, he's kind of Gamri. Rabbi Abram is Dayak and Rashi. And maybe that's why you don't have to come on to the din that they made the Baal and Talkeach. Here, without the Kanas Usha, without basically, without, there's no Shaiva of Lakeach or Yairish, it's Pashat his. It's Pashat his. He's Pashat Lakeach. And of course, the din is Lai Mahadr. That's where Rashi speaks out that the whole Shaiva of Gemara is Dafka when it was Nichsei Meluk, and not Sain Barzel. But Nichsei Meluk, oh, now we have to know what is this get of Nichsei Meluk. She gets the Karen. The Guf, he gets the Paris. How are we looking at that? Is he a Yairish? Okay, that's the sugya over here. Says Rashi that since we're saying he's Lokech, therefore Loy Madrina. Therefore Loy Madrina. And Rashi gives said, what's the case? Hechash the Shamaloy v'insav umesa. The Yarsha Bala. Kamina Zavna Daita. So Rashi learns, what are we talking about? The guy, she died, and the husband yashed her, and that's what we're saying, that he's Lokech. Now, it's interesting, right? Rashi, as I said before, the Gemara, it doesn't say Mesa over here, even if you the Girsa. Rashi had the Girsa Mesa. But only says in the second case. But Rashi takes that even in the first case. Now, we're talking about Mesa. What would be the din if it wasn't the Mesa of Hirashi?
And then he goes back.
Why?
I mean, because he doesn't own it. It's like hers.
What?
It's still hers.
It's still hers. Still hers, so the original.
She owns the Guf, and he owns the Paris. You had a question, Aaron, with Hirashi. What's the din? Rashi, the case that the Gemara is talking about, that she died, he arshed. And then the Gemara says, the din is loy mahadr. Right? That the loyva cannot come and say, here's the $100,000, I want the house back. Right? Because why? Because they made him to lekeach. Now, what about, what would Rashi hold if it was mechayim? What would Rashi hold? If she didn't die, what's the din? Rashi, the case is that she died. What if she didn't die?
She mahadar.
Huh? He only says hadar. Why is she mahadar?
Even if he has the Paris.
What?
Even if he has the Paris, it's more like a Yerusha.
What?
Even if he has the Paris, it's still like a Yerusha. He didn't
die. It's still Yerusha.
It's like Yerusha where it not.
Why is it like Yerusha?
Because he didn't Dafka get the Paris.
What do you mean get Dafka
like
the Paris?
Dafka gets, when he Gokach takes something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gokach takes.
First of all, Yerusha was saying, I don't know what you want.
It's not Yerusha.
Yerusha, what's the difference Yerusha?
She didn't die yet. It's not Yerusha. But maybe it can be like
Yerusha. And what's the Melokach? We're saying it's not Lokach.
Lokach is only after she dies.
Again, okay. If she's still alive, yeah, so you're saying then it for sure goes back. That's the only saying also?
Yeah.
Why
shouldn't it?
Why shouldn't it?
The only reason why the Baal doesn't have to give back is because he's an actual account, but I'm not sure that if the Baal was a Yerush, he would have to give it back, no?
So then that might be mashma.
The woman for sure, she would have to give it back.
What do you mean the woman? The question is though, but the Baal has a King Paris here.
What? He only asked for hers if he was supposed to have the fail. But if it was taken back, we would.
But right now, he has a king of Paris. I don't understand what's going on. He doesn't have a king of Paris now?
He does. He's gone now.
But the reason is that he has a portion.
What?
He brings the Ishma portion.
What's that?
To support Rashi.
I'll tell you. The Ritva, right? The Ritva, when he brings down this Rashi, and Rashi learns from that she died, he says, Yesh Messiah Divrei Rabbeinu. Some bring a raya to Rashi. Yeah? What's the raya to Rashi? The Bechayisha, Hey Chamin and the Baal Kechava. The Bechayea, Ein Yorish, Vein Lekech. If she's still alive, so even though the husband gets the peiros, says these mefarshim the one of being right to Rashi, very peiros have been out about him, that if she's still alive, then he's not alkech or yairish. The whole shayla of yairish or alkech is talking about lachamisa. But Mechayim, we don't give him a din of a lekeach. He has chus to eat the pears, but he's not considered a lekeach. That's what these Rishonim are saying, Bedas Rashi. And that Ritva says, that's not necessarily a raya. It's not a raya. Because he says, if that's true, then the Gemara in a minute bring down Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Takanas Usha, Yisha Shemachim, Nichsei, Melug, Baal Meitz Mial Kuchais, right? Why? Because they made him like a Lekeach. Now, one second. If you're telling me there's only a Lekeach, Lachem Isa, then why does he bid out the Kuchas? If he's only a Lekeach, Lachem Isa, you're telling me that's Rashi Shitovi. That's Rashi learns the Gemara that he died. And then he's a Lekeach. And then we say that you can't learn Mahadr. But if you hold, right, that's true. Then why if she sells the Mechayim and then she dies, so why does he beat out the Lekuchas? If you're telling me there's only Kerech Lachem Isa. Lachem Isa, that means that the Lekuchas predated him. They got there first. Elamai says there's va. It must be based the whole dinner of Yaisi. He says is muchat to say that what that they made him lekeach. They made him lekeach mechayim. They made him lekeach mechayim, and that's why he beats out lekuchas because he got there first. He has first dibs because he's already lekeach mechayim. If you tell me he's just like if we're saying the reason what's motivating Rashi over here is because otherwise he's not okay, Ach Mechayim. But then if that's true, then how does Rashi understand the din of Usha?
What does it mean that he beats out Lukuchos?
Huh? The Gemara says Reis Tchanas Usha. Isha Shema. You saw the Gemara?
Yes.
Isha Shema Chemirchsei Melog.
Yeah.
The Mesa Baal Meis Meal Kuchais, right? That's what Marbi's Raya sees Lekeach. He's Lekeach Rishon. We didn't see the Rashi. That's what was Rashi say over there. Isha Machach Zul Rashi. Leo is Habal Oich Leperes Pchayev. Go for a Karka Yed Lekeach. Ushatamos, right? We go for a Karka Yed Lekeach. Ushatamos U Mesa. Now Baal Meis Go for a Karka Meal Kuchais. Vachim Pinal Meberes Geisim. Karas Usha. We go for a Karka Lachem Misa Alma. Kokesh av Rabbana. Vamale, Anil, kach di Rishon. Dikish av Yairish av Rabbana. If they just made him like he's a Yairish. Yairish amach aviv nechasa b'chayim en l'yush av ben. Right? If it's a Yairish, the guy Yairish, the father sells the property, then he dies, the son says, one second, it's mine. Let me choose. Your father gave it away before you Yairished it, right? So over here, if you tell him it's a regular Yairish, Then the kuchas get it first, before him. Elamai must be his lekeach. So what does it mean his lekeach? When is he lekeach? From when is he lekeach? That's the question. From when is he lekeach?
These rishonim say that's from the
b'shas mitzvah. One second. It says the Ritva, but says the Ritva. Elamai must be that he's a lekeach mechayim. The Ritva proves from the din to Karas Usha that he's lekeach mechayim. Okay? He has dinu l'keach mechayim. So if that's true, then back to our Gemara. When our Gemara says that loy mahader, yeah, we're clarifying what's the din with Rashi, but what's the din mechayim? Yeah, do we say that mechayim? The Mechayim, do we say that she has to give it back? Or no? So what do we say? Says Ritva, if we say there's a Lekech Mechayim, then even Mechayim he doesn't have to give it back. Because he's a Lekech. That's Ritva. That's how Ritva deals with this Rashi. Yeah?
Is it possible to say that even though he's only a Lekech after she dies, because she sold it to him first. She told him first that he's going to get it after. Because the second they get married, then he gets right away after she dies. But lokeach that she sold it to, that t'nai only happened after the t'nai happened with the baal.
Fine. So Rabbi Abraham threw it over there to answer Rashi. This is what you know. If this is our problem, right? That's our big problem over here. So you could say that even though Rashi might hold, like Ritva suggests for Rashi, that he's only the keach lachamisa, right? He's only keach lachamisa. Then what's the old in a busha? Teretz is they just said he's lekeach rishon. We need karzusha. So the karzusha is that he's lekeach rishon. They gave him a status that when she dies, who's first? So we say that he's the first lekeach. Yeah, David's saying because when they get married, Kilu she was selling to them. I don't know. Then that's truly karzusha. So. Any akapanim that could be teretz for Rashi. Fine. So this mahalak of the Rishayim would be saying the Rav Zicha saying in Rashi, Lefi Rashi mechayim. What's the din? Mechayim. Lefi Rashi. What's going to be the din mechayim? Then we say the din is that it's harder. That it's harder because it's not a lekeach yet. The Ma'is is not so posh in Rashi. It's not so posh in Rashi. The Shach. See, the Shach going to Ramah. Ramah bets and passes this Rashi. Yesh Aimrim. The Daftik Shemei Seisha. The Mechaber, we didn't see the other Shem yet, but. Most Shem disagree with Rashi, and then the Gemara is talking about Mechayim, right? Gemara is talking about Mechayim. The Ramah brings down Rashi. Yeah, show him a dafka k'shemei sayisha. Right? Dafka k'shemei. Mechayim not. Mechayim does go back. But the other Shach, one says follows. Brings down the Bach. That even Lefi, the Rosh, is like Rashi, the Rosh and company, is like Rashi, Batur, Lav Dafka Kshemesa, even Mechayim. The Rashi is Lav Dafka Kshemesa. Even Mechayim, the din is that Loi Mahadir. You don't take it away from him. So he explains. Gufa. Since the Karnas Usha, that's what Ritva is saying. Kim the boss Karnas Usha, Baal Moitz Miyad Al Kuchais, Almud Kishemeis, Avakech Mafreya, Mishas Nesun. Avakein Aguf Mechayim. So the Shach wants to say that even if you Rashi, you say, even if you the Rosh, Rashi, we say that since it's Karnas Usha says that Mafreya, once he died, we say Mafreya was Kayim Mishas Nesun. And Mela, Mela, it's Labdavka Lacher, not only after she dies, but even if not. So why does Rashi say they died? I don't know. Good question. But my Tzais also, the Tzais disagrees with this lumpness of the Shach. The Tzais, interesting, very important. Rashi. He brings down a Rashi and Baba Kama. Notice again, we have the question over here, right? What's Usha? Right? What's Usha? What is Usha telling? Usha says that she sells it, the Baal's Maitzi. Yeah? What do we see from Usha? Yeah? The Ritva says, okay, we see from Usha that in Mechaim is okay. So Shach says, yeah, Shach also says that. And Meila again, Yenayinu and Ar Sugya, then Lai Mahadir. And he wants to say that even Rashi, even the Rosh and Rashi. Even the learning of the case when he died, but the din is that's even Mechaim. Which kind of would be interesting because, however, we said the Girs in the Gemara only mentions Mesa by Loi Madrina. Doesn't mention Mesa Mechaim. By the case of Mahadir. And Mahadir doesn't say Mesa. So there's room to say that within the Gemara itself, there might be a difference. Within Shitas Rashi, there might be a difference whether Gabi Mahadir or Madrina. Yeah? But the guy Mahadir, it doesn't say Mesa. By Madrina it says Mesa, we'll see in a minute. Yeah? And therefore there's room to say that by Mahadir there's no difference whether she died or not. Then it'll be odd, why would Rashi even say Mesa? I'm asking him.
The Shach is saying both, it doesn't matter? No.
The Shach says that by Gabi Mahadir it doesn't make a difference. We'll see the Gabi Mahadir, okay? One thing at a time. But the Tzais wants to say because he brings out a Rashi, very important Rashi. He brings out a Rashi in Baba Kama in Achayvel Pechesam and Beis. Yeah, what's the Chsois brings down the Rashi against the Shach because the Shach bases everything on Tchanas Usha, like the Ritva, right? The Tchanas Usha tells me that it's Lekech Yiv Mechayim. Says it says no. It's not a raya that the Usha says that he's coming in the Guf Mechayim. That's why he's made me out of Kuchas. Zer Rashi said Usha is coming to Afka the Baalma Lafkin and Guf Dami Baal Benichse Ishte Amur Abanul Shibude Mishum Eva. Meaning like this. The machlekes Reich and Shlakish, whether Kenya Paris, Kenya Guftami or not. Right? When one has a Kenya Guft, one has Kenya Paris. Right? Not by Isha. Regular case of Kenya Paris, right? Dekel Paris. Oh, right? Guy buys Dekel Paris. So the Dekel belongs to the original owner. He's kind of the schus for the Paris. Right? So Kenya Paris, Kenya Guftami, or it's not Kenya Guftami. Okay? What exactly the machlokes is, we'll leave that for right now, but the machlokes is whether owning Paris is not considered like you own the guf or not. Yeah? So, say some Daik and Rashi, and Rashi says, missing one Gemara? Is it there somewhere? Is it Simon Taylor? The Shas not here? Yeah, it says Rashi says the Kina Guf that the Amular Bana on the Shibud the Baal. That when we say that normally we say Kina Paris, right, not Kina Guf. But even if we're Shlokish, Kina Paris is La Kina Guf. But the Kana Busha is that they strengthen the Kenya Paris Kiel's Kenya Gov. And here, Shlokish is Mayzer B'Yechanan, but not that they're mocking the Gov, not only mocking the Paris Mechayim. Yeah? But still, he's considered a Lekeach. And Mela, it's like, here we say Kim Paris Kim Gov, but not the Pshad. Yeah. Okay, now. Oh, Bush just came to me. Dafka Baal Malafki and Govdami, Baal Benichzeishte Amura Bonos Shibudei, Mishum Eva, Bahabal Kech Risha. So, Tzaris understands in Rashi that the reason why the Yisrael Tkanas Usha is not the Pshat that they were Machne Mechayim, the Mafreya, like the Shach wants to say, like made Mashmar Zirinva, that received Tkanas Usha, that Batsim, they made him Okech Yiv Mechayim. Right? Not true. It's just that they strengthen his shibud on the peiris, and as if it's a kinyan gov mela, he's considered the kach rishon. Al kapanim, but leinyan lefizeh leinyanenu gabe mahader. So there, it won't necessarily be. It's not considered he's a kach already now mechayim. That will say that it didn't should be mahader. It's like zova. Oh, but Tzais himself though wants to say, and this I'm really not so sure about, he himself wants to say that he wants to say Svara, that maybe Rashi would be Maida, yeah, that's Loi Mahadar, is since Saif Ko Saif, the husband has the Kenyan Paris. Even though he doesn't have anything in the Kenyan Gov, he's not okay on the Gov, but on the Paris he does have, right? On the Paris he does have. So therefore, so forget about the Gov, but the Paris he does have. So if he has the Paris, then that itself should be a reason that you can't, it's ain't a Hadar. Well, the guy wants to come back, and I want my field back, yeah? But the Baal is a king of Paris. So, how can you take away his Paris? How can you take away his Paris? The Paris is a Lekeach, right? So, man, how can you take it away from him?
How can my silver property?
Right. What?
How can my silver property?
So Rashi says she's selling the goof, the Paris, Lachamisa. Oh, he's keeping the Paris. She's not selling the Paris.
So you're what? After Misa, how
do you have the
word?
What?
You're after Misa, why is it?
Why is what word?
I have the Paris.
So you have the Paris, but the goof you don't have. So she's selling the goof, Lachamisa. What's the problem? The question over here is, if the deal would be harder, yeah, what would happen? What's going to happen? He's going to keep, the Baal's going to still keep the Paris? The sugya, yeah, the sugya that says the shayla. What happens if in tziva we say it's loy hadar, yeah? Well, the time that it's hadar, yeah. Only the good goes back, not the paris.
No.
The whole thing goes back
from now.
The whole thing goes back from now.
Right.
So zokhtin tzoyis. One second. Zokhtin tzoyis is making a good point. Zokhtin tzoyis. Even if you want to tell me that he's not a lekeach on the Guf Mechayim, like the Ritva and the Shach want to say. Yeah? See, Rashi does not mashma that in Baba Kama. But still, it's a problem. Still, it's not Mahadir Mechayim. Why? Because the Baal Ina does not Kina Guf Menachem, what does he have?
King
Paris. He has King Paris.
He only has
King Aaron.
The
Baal does not have Kina Guf, but King Paris he has Mechayim?
Yes.
So how can it be Hadar? The guy with King Paris, how is it Hadar? The guy at the Loiva comes and says, I want my field back. Here's your money. Yeah? Yes. One second, there's another party over here. The Baal is King Paris.
He only has King Paris as long as it's hers, the Guf. When it's not hers anymore, he has not King Paris.
Aha. Uh-huh. So according to you, Isha Shemach, but it's the same Lug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You finish the sentence. Finish the sentence.
Does he have
to keep the parents? Of course, look at what Rashi said. Read Rashi. Read Rashi. Read Rashi, please. Sorry for screaming. Read Rashi.
Uncle Paris.
Rashi says she sells the goof.
B'chayev.
What is she selling?
Uncle Paris
B'chayev. Who's Uncle Paris B'chayev?
The Baal.
The Baal, right.
B'chayev.
So, 1 second, you just told me that the only time the Baal eats a Paris is if the goof is hers. So that I infer from that, you don't want me to infer from that, but I infer from that, if she sold the goof, so you're telling me, Mela, if the guy repossesses the goof, he doesn't get the Paris. So I'm throwing back at you, if that's true, then even if she sells it, he shouldn't get the Paris.
I'm saying
Bechaya is the keyword. No, you said,
no.
So same again, there's no difference if the field is going back, if the field is going back, or she's selling it, what's the difference?
He only has
Paris
when she's alive.
Well, in both cases, don't buy Mechaim now.
Yeah.
We're going Mechaim now. Our whole discussion is Rashi is Lachamisa. The whole discussion for the last 35 minutes, 40 minutes is what happens Mechaim. Yes, that's what don't buy Mechaim. So it says Nektzais. Just like when she sells it, yeah, she can't sell his Paris. So too, when the guy is repossessing it, and he throws in the tzais, the tzais says, we need a Kenyan. He goes with the sheep that you need a Kenyan. The discussion yesterday. Yeah, you need a Kenyan. She has to be mocking it back. He's not undoing the Kenyan.
Okay.
Right? He can be mocking it back. So what happened to this Kenyan Paris? Therefore, the tzais. El Maktai said, no, that's why, again, to argue the Ramah. The Ramah is Mashma, the Dafkim, Machim is not Machayim, like everyone else over here said, that Machayim, what's going to be the deal with Rashi? It's going to go back, he's not okay, like with Von Stans and Rashi. Zog Maktai says, no, because of the Kenyan papers. Okay, that's as far as the first Rashi is concerned.
Can you please repeat the answer?
Is that an answer? It's not a question. Answer. It's a statement. No, even if you're Rashi, Mechayim, yeah, Mechayim, she was going for the karka. She got married. Mazel tov. Now the guy wants to say, I want my karka back. Shuma hader. We say no. Why? Because he has parish. You can't take my parish from him. And the parish, zichel lekech. The whole discussion, yeah. It's even without Usha. Abraham is very not happy.
No, it's even without Usha.
What?
It's without Usha. What the first probably on Usha. It's too good.
It's too good, huh? I overdid it, huh? It made it sound so posh, huh? Hey, yeah. Graham has a good aura. And I myself just eating without Usha. I just shot myself in the foot. Oh, take out your gun. The Gemara seems to say that it's based on Usha. The Gemara says the din that it's Lai Mahadrin, Lai Mahadr, yeah? Lai Mahadr is based on Usha. According to this, Mechayim, according to this, you shouldn't need Usha. Paris is a chaget. So may I ask where Ashley Lachamisa? Lachamisa, Diyat Kamad Usha. That's what I'm saying. Now we understand where Ashley said Lachamisa. Because it's bothering very much. Why is Rashi only mentions Lachamisa? Now we have a good terrorist. Because forget, Mechayim was Pasha. Mechayim, you didn't need Usha. Mechayim, you didn't need the Chiddush of Usha. Baal B'nechse Ishtai. Yeah? He's considered a Kayak Rishon. Think about that. So, Akapanim, so we have a very serious discussion over here. What's the deal with Hirashi Mechai? Now, that's the first case. That's Loi Mahadr. What's the second case? Loi Madrinon. loy madrino lay zagrashi heichad shamu mina. But they took the karka from her. Vinsiva, she got married. Umeis, again, she died. Viyarsha baila. So again, I don't know if Rashi is saying had this gears in the Gemara either, because it's not in any different maskels, both of them. Rashi says the case is umeis, like the first case. Viyarsha baila. So now, the husband wants to redeem the karka. Lidl karka lematzla meimar yarsha ani kafech shavir abanan v'loy ki yarish. Now as mavur Rashi, if he would be a yarish, well, what about a real yarish? Right, Uvein on Shimon Manan, Shimon took his field, and then Uvein died, and his son Yankel wants to redeem the fields. Mavur Rashi that he could. And this is where the Rabban speaks out. Says even though it doesn't say it anywhere, but you heard it here first. It says it right here, according to Rashi. Now Yairish has a schos to be able to redeem the karka. You know, he's not the loiva, and you know, he could have argued and said that they took away the field for your father. Zell, it's gone. They see the Yashar Taiv allows the Bailim, right, the owner, the original owner, allows him to redeem his property. But that his son should be able to redeem it? You know who's that? So that's a chiddush that Vasiz Yashar Taiv applies even to the son. Maybe like what was being said before, it's a Yusha, it's a family inheritance. So maybe there's a svara of Vasiz Yashar Taiv that even a Yairish could redeem it. But Agamar is saying no, but since the Baal is not a Yairish, the Baal doesn't Yairish his wife, it's like even when she dies, he's buying it from his wife, he's Lokeach, then there's no reason why he should be able to redeem it. Now so over here the question is that look Salgabi Loy Madrinon. There we say that if he's Lekeach, if he's a Yairish, then it's Pashit. If it's Yairish, he could do it. He could redeem it. But now he's Lekeach, he can't. What about Lagabi the first case? By Lagabi being Mahader. So why is that Tali in Lekeach and Yairish? Hooray, even a Yairish says Zavin Orta. Zavin Orta, what's it then? That Lemad. Wait a second. Aaron, you had a question. The Gabe Loy Madrina Lay, right? Yeah, Loy Madrina Lay, we say, if he's a Yairish, Madrina Lay. Since he's Lekeach, Loy Madrina Lay. Legabe, Loy Mahader. So the also Gemara seems to say that the reason why Loy Mahader, You don't take it away from him is why? Because he's Lekeach. Right? So if the Baal be Binichzish is a Yairish, then it would be Mahadir. The question is, why? I mean, we just said a minute ago, Zavna Urto Viyava. Matana. Hani Mekar died in the Aranachas. The din is, Loi Mahadir. Even by Yerush, why are we being Taila? The Gemara says here, because Baal B'nich Zeish Taila Keach, and Loi Mahadir, Loi Madrinon, so Bishlama, Loi Madrinon, Rashi explains to me why it's Taloi in Lekeach or Yerush. Because a Yerush has a right to redeem it, so the Baal's Yerush, you can redeem it. But Lekeach has no din, no schus to lekeach to redeem the property of the meicher, makasher. But Gabi din of loy mahader, why is it telling Yerusha and lekeach? Whether the husband is a Yairish or is lekeach, the chara din should be that loy mahader, because zavin orta. So what's different in zav and orta? What's in the baal zakeach or yarish? Yeah. So Teresa says, I feel you have yarish, loy mahad. Kedama zav and orta. El mishum loy madrinalei nokte. The yarish have madrinalei. Shaben pay the kaddish alavim. So Teresa says, Enechanami, lav dafka. Lagabi Mahadir, we're not being tied on Lakeach. Ben if he's Lakeach, Ben if he's the Irish, the din is that Loi Mahadir. Aye, so why does Gemara say, because Baal Menich Zish Lakeach, Gemara only needs it for Loi Mahadrin Alei. Ben Echanan, Lagabi Mahadir, Lav Dafka, just kidding. You know what it says, right? Loi mahad, loi madrin alei, right? Baal b'nechzi ishtai. Lekech hava, loi mahad, loi madrin alei. But, not true. Even if it would be Yairish, the guy be mahad, it would be the same thing. Other Rishayim say, Tais Rosh, the Rashba. Right, the Ban asked Kasha. The Ban doesn't like it. One of the problems the Ban has with Rashi's whole mahalach in the sugya that we're talking about, that the wife died and the son, the seren, the husband is either Yairish or Lekeach. In fact, Ramban, then Elosh Mechuvali, the Baal Karkach, a Yairish, have a Lekeach. Right? He's something. Either he's a Yairish or Lekeach. I feel to him a lesser place for Achanina, a mash le Yairish. Loi mahadir. Ramina orta loi hadra. So what's the difference? Why is the Gemara being tired? There's Mount's Kash and Rashi. There's Gufa's Kash and Rashi. Because of that, the one reason why it's like Rashi. The Efshi says, that my orta, Sherish lech mi bona as chimra. Avyush doesn't mela hadra. The let me my dai dar nachas. The lava dai the midi nachas. Le tarach baklau. Yeah, le tarach baklau. Man, as we were saying before, that says Ramban, a Yerusha, you don't have to do much to earn your Yerusha. The Moirish dies, Zeo, it's yours. Right? So Ramban's inferring over here, the Miram is what I said before, that Makal Batana didn't have to earn it. Right? He had to be matriarch himself. He had to be nice to the guy. He had to do the guy favors. Otherwise, he wouldn't be giving him a present. So, Mela, that's the difference between a Makab Matana and a Yairish. Yairish, you didn't do anything for it. And therefore, there's no sfer to say that Daik Da'ar Nachas, says the Ramban. But Mela, he says, that can be Teretz for Rashi. That's why, even though it's Rashi, right? We're talking about Yerusha, the husband, the wife died, the husband's Yairish. So one second, so why are we telling it in Beis Brachnina about Mislish Lekeach? Even if it's not Lekeach, still it's like Mahadir. Teretz is that you made a mistake. When it says Orta, it doesn't mean Yairish. Orta means Mamish Chimera.
What about Yerusha you got from your uncle? It doesn't come to Mela. You don't want to see wrote itself off for you. I got a nice uncle. He gave me money for my apartment.
Very nice. Very happy for you. but
it's nice to him.
No, but normal case. We're not talking about. We're talking about a husband yarishing his wife. He could be a creep. He could be a creep ship of creeps. His wife dies. He yarishes her. That's life. What can I tell you? That's that. So here in this case, we didn't need him to be nice. Okay?
Why does it matter that he worked for it?
So maybe you could say, I worked for it, so I should get it. I worked for it in order that I should get it. So maybe it's a svar of nochas daitara. I was banking on him giving me some karaka. Kasha rice. Because we have this question before, so maybe he'll get it to how he knows he can get the character. Say it.
So this was Stephen Rashi. This is what you said before.
I was waiting for David, but I forgot about it. So you have to remind him. You know, I was like, okay, good. People forgot about it. I forgot about it also. So, but he got a little pushed off it over here. Huh? Everyone, the thing you have to ask is Theron Rashi's. What's Theron Rashi's?
Over here he says that Yerusha, not Dafka, he wants the Kaka, and where he said it does.
Here the Ramban saying Danza Rashi, right? To explain. The Fidur Bant is Tir Rashi. Rashi Kulay Taisis. It's not Tir Rashi. Let me just say what's going on over there, right? Again, before we started the Gemara. As Mdai Garashi, I told you, the Stup Shabbat Mishari, what does Yerusha mean? Does Yerusha mean Mamash Chimra? Yerusha means regular Yerusha. I said, the big Lashon Rashi is Mashmas regular Yerusha. Mean by regular Yerusha, Shibis Rashi is that there's no Din Mahadir. Right? That's what we said. So now, if that's true, then how can Rabban come along and say, we have a problem with Rashi. Rashi learns the Gemara is talking about Yerusha. Rashi learns the Gemara is talking about Yerusha. So if it's there, why are we telling him the Reis Bechanina? Why are we telling Reis Bechanina? If it's the Gap Mahadir, even if it's Yerusha, the din is like Mahadir, says Rabban, Efsher, then maybe Yerusha does not mean Yerusha. Yerusha means Chimera. And that's why, but Yerusha Sabah, which is regular Yerusha, the only time will say that when she dies, he yarshins her. The only time to say Loi Mahadir is when, if it's Lekuchas. Yeah? If it's Lekuchas, but if it's Yerusha, then we say, even by Yerusha is Mahadir. He didn't do anything for it. So it's Mahadir. There's versus Yashiva Taiv, even by Yerusha. Right? So that doesn't work. My dick and Rashi in the beginning does not work with this Ramban's teretz for Rashi at the end. So if the dick and Rashi is true, then we have to say that Rashi holds like Taisvis. And Rashi learns that when the Gemara says Lekeach, it's only going on. One second. It's only going on loy mahadrina le, right? Not loy mahadir. Bryce, are we holding cup here?
How can you read Rashi?
I don't know what took you so long. That's why. Well, why is he not screaming, Gary? Took you way too long.
Because you gave me that stare, and I said, "Shut me up."
Okay, so it worked, huh? Ask Chazi about that stare. Anyway, yeah. Okay, Rabbi, let's get back to Chazman. Yeah, Aaron, you had a Chazman? Okay, let's just go through the Chazman here. Okay? There's one issue. What does Yerush mean? Urta. Okay? Does Urta mean real Yerusha? Or does Urta mean Manash Chivmra? The Hainu. When the Gemara says, yeah, somebody was gave a piece of land and he died. And now the Yerush has the land. Now the wife wants to say, I want my land back, here's your money. Can you do that or not? What do you say, Aaron? Oh, see, he's learning. You know, he can't go wrong with that. You know, like, you know, very good. But that depends how you tie the word urta. Right? If Ursa means Yerusha, regular Yerusha, then it says the Farish in the Gemara, then it's not Mechag Yerusha, it's Gemara. If Ursa means Yerusha, the Gemara says, the din is Loi Madrina, Loi Mahadir, right? Loi Mahadir. Right? So it depends how you read the word Yerusha. Gemara says, Ursa, Zavna Ursa, Makam Matana, you don't give it back. What does Yerusha mean? What does Yerusha mean? Stam the guy died? What does Yerusha mean when he gave Manash Chimra? Who even died in Rashi in the beginning? The Rashi then were regular Yerusha. It means Rashi holds that regular Yerusha din is that there's no din of Sizi Yashivatai. Yeah? There's no din of Shumahadar if the property is not by the malv anymore, the property is by somebody else, then there's no din of zirashvatim. Yeah, that's a mundayik in Rashi. Now comes the rest of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, what happens by in Siva? Yeah, a woman was goyva karka and she got married. Yeah, mazel tov. And then Firashi, she died. Baruch Dayan Emes. And now the question is, can you take away, can the wife come to the husband and say, here's your $100,000, I want my piece of crop, my property back. And what does the Gemara say? You cannot do that. Why can't you do that? What? The Gemara seems to say, because lokeach. And the Gemara marshals, Mary Sibachanina, Usha. Now, the question is, one second. Even the Baal's the Irish, still you can't take it away from him. Because that's Orta. Even the Baal's the Irish. If the father died, and you want to go take it from the son, can you take it from the son? No, why? Because Orta, you don't and blame my other. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? Why is the Gemara being telling Yosef Bachanina? Without Yosef Bachanina? He's either Yerush or Kech. It's got to be something, right? He's getting it. He's getting it as a Yerush or Kech. So even if he's a Yerush, Haray the din is that there's no din at Lelay Mahadir. Now, so if it answers this question, there's two Mahalchim and Rishayim. Taisa says, Lav Dafka, and Echnami. When the Gemara says Lekech, that was just explained, Loy Madrina. That's Takatoli in Yerush or Kech. But like, we didn't learn Mahadir, we don't need a Reyesu Rechanina. And that even if there were Reyesu Rechanina, the din is Loy Mahadir. That's Taisa's approach. The Ramban and the other Rishonim have a different approach. And they say, no. They say that if the Baal was a Yairish, the din would be Mahadir. It says, Urta, you're not Mahadir. Teres Urta doesn't mean Yerusha. Or to mean Manish Chemera, which is like Matana. But Echad Gagush, you didn't do anything for it. The din is Mahadir, even by the Irish. No different than the original Bible. Okay? Now, if we're saying in Rashi, that Rashi holds that Urta means regular Irish, then the only way, then you can't say like the Ramban. We have to say like Taisus. Now when it says Lokeach, it's only to explain Loy Madrinan, Loy, but not Loy Mahadrin. Because the guy Mahadrin doesn't make difference in the Yerush Lokeach. Either way there's Orto, you don't take it away from him. Right? That's the cheshbon that should come out. Again, if Rashi in the beginning, if I'm right in my deal, the Rashi in the beginning says, Urta means a regular yair. You don't say Mamanish Chimra. It's mashma regular yair's din is you don't take it away from him. It means, okay, replace the Yairish with the Baal. See, the Baal's the Yairish, you don't take it away from him. It means the first part of the Gemara, Loy Mahadir, does not tell you to be Yisrael Chanina and whether it's Yairish Lekeh. That's what should come out. And they have to say that with Morris Lekeh, it's only to explain the second din of Loy Madrina Lekeh. Yeah? That's a simple cheshbon. Right? As Rashi would say, simple, complicated cheshbon. Yeah? But now let's read Rashi. Now let's read Rashi. Go back and read Rashi again. Baal b'nichsei l'keach hava. Din l'keach nosin l'bay chachamim. Aaron, you read the Rashi? Hilkach. Second wide line. Hilkach. What does Hilkach mean? Therefore, very good. Because of what? Hilkach, because of what? Because of what I just said, that what is Lokeach. Hecha de Shamula, Vinsiva, Umesa, Vyar Shabaila. Right? Kamina Zavna Daita Aranachus. So, because she's Lokeach, he's Lokeach, therefore, Hilkach, Loy Mahadehech, Lesham, Loy Mitziv, Mesa, the Yarsha. So, it means Rashi is clearly saying, not like Taisus. Rashi's clearly saying not like Taisus. Rashi's saying when the Gemara says Lekeach, Gemara needs it for Mahadir also, not just for Loi Mahadir. So now we're stuck. Because then, if I'm right in my dig in the first Rashi, then even if it's a Yairish, why would we title it in Lekeach? Even if it's a Yairish, it then should be that Loi Mahadir.